Failure is not an option.
What difference at this point does it make?
Nobody said it was going to be fun.
This is Real Talk, a fearless, poignant, and intrepid show where truth speaks louder than words. This is Real Talk with your host, Audrey Russo.
The shame, not of this world, so we live on the run. We keep our eyes set, on what is to come.
It happened before. It will happen again. It's just a question of when.
Time's a luxury we don't have.
You're listening to the highly respected and tremendous ratings Real Talk Radio with Audrey Russo, an incredible show run by a beautiful and talented person with my complete and total endorsement, believe me.
Welcome back. If you're just joining us, this is Audrey Russo, and you're listening to Real Talk. When President Trump is back in the office he won in 2020, will the damage done to our military be too far gone, or will there be a way to correct the intentional wrong done to our national security? Well, we're going to discuss this and more with my next guest. For my new listeners, Major General Paul Vallely is a West Point graduate, a retired deputy commanding general for the U.S. Army, a veteran of two combat tours in Vietnam, and a graduate of the Industrial College of the Armed Forces and the Army War College. Throughout his 32-year military career, Major General Vallely served in positions such as infantry company commander, intelligence officer, operations officer, and military advisor. His theaters of operation included Europe and the Pacific Rim countries. He has over 15 years' experience in special operations, psychological, and civil military operations. General Vallely has served as a military analyst for the Fox News Channel and is a guest on numerous nationally syndicated radio and TV talk shows. He's a best-selling author and the founder of Stand Up America. It's my great pleasure to give a Real Talk welcome back to Major General Paul Vallely. Welcome back, Paul.
Thank you, Audrey.
Well, it's great to have you back with us. And boy, do we have stuff to talk about here. So, Zelensky.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, Zelensky came to our Capitol in a sweatshirt again to show his disrespect for us, you know. And he was pleading for more money. Now, everyone knows. Yeah, everyone knows that they lost against Russia. So, what's really going on here?
Well, I mean, he's just trying to drag it out, and America is so naive. The Biden administration are following along. They've really already lost the battle over there with Russia. Russia will keep the four provinces that are pro-Russian as they have now, and Crimea. And Putin, despite NATO misinformation and Western media misinformation, he does not want to go beyond that. He does not want to expand Russia into these other countries. That's all made up, false propaganda by the West. And so he'll be satisfied there, and so will the Russian supporters in eastern Ukraine. So there you go. And we're going to continue to dump money. Even the European militaries, I wrote an article on it yesterday, are saying we just can't do anymore. We're basically depleting, or have depleted, much of our resources, and we don't have much left. We've got to keep reserves for our own country and armed forces. So the Dems are going to be carried by this to a degree, But the Europeans are they're already saying we just can't do any more, basically.
Yeah, and it's puzzling to me because of course we've poured billions upon billions into this, and
120 maybe.
Oh gosh, and we of course it hasn't done. They've been lying about them winning. Of course, you were keeping us up to date on the fact that it was almost like a yawn for the Russians because they you know I'm not sure why Russia didn't put an end to it right away. Is there any reasoning behind that?
Yeah, I don't understand that either. I mean, the Russian general staff, they should have made it quick and done with if that was their objective. But they've continued to fight offensively, but creating more defensive line that goes north to south along those four eastern provinces. But no, I don't understand why they drug it out. They could have ended it much sooner. I mean, even a drive towards Kiev and taking Kiev, the capital, would have ended it, but they did. They decided not to do it. So, but I don't know why.
Yeah, do we have any troops on the ground there?
Not, as far as I know, not inside of Ukraine. Though I think there are some advisors that have been buried in their forces. The UK are, but we do have substantial forces that we put into Poland adjacent to Ukraine.
So we know that for a fact that they are. Does Congress know that?
Sure they do. I saw it on television, the Army-Navy game. They connected via satellite the troops in Poland. Yeah, as a matter of fact, they showed them twice over there cheering on Army.
So we didn't have troops there before. I mean, am I correct?
Right.
Yeah.
So, yeah, well, we have had some troops in Poland for a while as advisory group, but not to the extent that we have now.
Okay. Was this intentioned for Ukraine? The troops they have?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. To support, yeah.
Okay.
Some other logistical supporting the supplies that have been shipped into Poland that then made their way by a truck crossing the Ukrainian border in the west and bringing in ammunition, supplies, food, medical, so on. So that's been going on for about a year now.
Yeah. Now, recently, SecDef Lloyd Austin warned Congress that if lawmakers fail to pass more aid to Ukraine, it very likely will lead to U.S. troops on the ground in Europe. Is that an ultimatum? And is he working in concert?
Yeah, it's an ultimatum, and we can't do that. We have lots of troops in Europe. They're all in France and Italy, and and then Great Britain has troops over there as well. But they're all positioned, but they're not any really from the American side, as far as I know, fighting brigades, armor brigades, infantry brigades, or more support personnel now, as I understand it.
Yeah. So is he working in concert with Zelensky?
Well, you mean Austin? Idi Amin, Austin?
Yeah,
I call
Austin.
Him Idi Amin.
I'm sorry, that was a good one. Is Idi Amin working in concert with him? Because he didn't give a reason. He wasn't answering questions, by the way, before Congress. He was very evasive. And,
oh, of course.
Yeah. And so, excuse me, but how dare he? What are you giving an ultimatum? Do this or else? That's basically...
Well, it's sort of putting a flag up there and saying, if Ukraine doesn't win this, or doesn't look like they're going to win it, which is the case, so we're going to put American troops in. So it's more of a threat, but that would be just a disaster and not supported by the American people at all. The majority of the American people don't support what we're doing in Ukraine anyhow, vis-a-vis what we should be doing on the southern border and protecting our own border.
Right.
Not worrying about Russia crossing into Ukraine and crossing the border there. So.
Yeah, exactly. They are, of course, now still recruitment numbers are in, the toilet, okay, and they are now saying to some that they kicked out because they rightfully refused the jab, they made a mistake and to come back. Do you think it would get to a situation, even when it comes to China, where they will reinstate, because I think it will be a disaster, reinstate the draft?
Well, they're talking about that now. A new plan I'm working up for Trump is a restoration of the Department of Defense. We want to change it to Department of the Armed Forces of America. We want to change the structure and leadership, get rid of all these deputy chiefs of staff they have, get rid of the joint chiefs of staff, put a five-star general in charge of the Armed Forces of America. And that's going to wear. So we're working on that for Trump right now.
Right. I was going to talk about that in a couple minutes here. I want to go over to Israel.
Right.
When the U.S. When they stop telling Israel what to do, they do the job necessary to protect the population. I'm talking about Israel. They will do the job necessary, as they are now doing with Hamas, as we've seen. Israel is our only true ally in the region, and our only true, the only true democracy in the Middle East. Should we do as we have in the past and give them logistical and verbal support?
Absolutely, we should, yeah. Against Hamas, a terrorist organization, which was militarized by the funds provided Iran. Iran is the main culprit here, the Iranian Revolutionary Guard that supports these proxies, as we call them, which would be Hezbollah in southern Lebanon, Hamas, and then the Houthis in the Saudi Arabian Peninsula that are firing these drones now at our ships.
Wow.
And so, but we need to take stronger action against Iran. We ought to be taking out some of their missile bases. And they've had over 75 attacks out of Iran on American forces in Syria and Iraq so far to date.
Really? The Houthis, I know, are a problem, but they are also Iranian. I mean, the mullahs do support them. They support them. Am I correct?
Right, they're a proxy, just like Hezbollah.
Just like Hezbollah.
Hamas. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, okay, that's what I thought.
That's the way Iran fights its war. It has proxies out there. They're very smart. They don't use their own troops. They use others to fight their battles in the Middle East.
Yeah, yeah.
But they have to be taken out at some point. We have a new initiative in America, by the way. I'll send you some information on it.
Yes.
Called Cyrus Force Iran, going from the traditional old days of Cyrus the Great. And this is a new Iranian opposition group in the United States. It's being formed by Iranian Americans and European Iranians as we speak. So they're attempting to get a hearing in front of Congress here, and I'm helping them do that if we can get Congress. We can't even get Congress to do hearings on the J6ers, so I'm not sure how much success we'll have, but we'll see.
Yeah, the J6er thing is another, I mean, because then we can talk about the FBI, which I think should be dismantled. And given to the states because, you know why, besides the J6ers, because you cannot trust the FBI at all.
No, it's got to be redone or disposed and something else created. Or like you say, most of that investigation goes to the states. But same thing with the Central Intelligence Agency.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, they're always bad, but this currently, I mean, you know, I think there's a deafness as far as the Republican majority in Congress because they are not representing us when it comes to this. Any of those J6ers that are still languishing in just abominable conditions and they've been robbed of their due process, they need to be released Meanwhile, the Congress has the power of the purse.
Well, unless the Supreme Court starts taking action based on the photos that were released to America, first by Tucker Carlson, and the Supreme Court needs to overrule the Department of Justice and free these people out of prison. Now, if that doesn't happen, we're going to have to wait till Trump gets in. And Trump, that'll be one of his first things in the first day, is to order the release of all of those J6ers from prison.
Yeah, absolutely. He's the only one that will do it. Sadly, no one else has said they would do it.
Not in this administration. They're the ones that put him in
jail. They put him there. No, I mean the other Republicans are not even talking about that they would do that.
No, because I've tried to get hearings for them. I've talked to some of those inside the D.C. Detention Center. I did a whole tape, sent it to four or five congressmen of mine in Montana, and they've done nothing. They've done nothing to, and all these, all they wanted was to have hearings to tell their side of the story.
That's it.
Because the ones that have been in prisons have all been dominated by Democratic courts in the D.C. area. So they were already guilty when they went into trial.
Exactly, yeah. No, we call that jury nullification because they've already decided before they've heard any evidence.
Right.
You know, you mentioned the border, and we've talked many times about it, and especially about China. Now, this is a very, very serious problem. We have thousands, according to those actually former border agent, former ICE special agent, we have thousands of Chinese nationals, men of military age, thousands. Now, we're not talking about Christians who deserve asylum out of China. We're talking about Chinese nationals that were sent here by the CCP or part of the CCP. So what kind of danger? I want Americans to understand. We're in danger with them here. They're not looking for employment, let's put it that way. What are they making?
Well, they were put in, many of them were, and filtered through the cartels, the Sinaloa cartels, across the United States. It's all been coordinated because we know the cartels are working in sync with China on the fentanyl supplies and distribution. But this is very serious right now. They're going on to all these different cities. They're probably taking pictures, sending them back of military bases and so on. We know they've done that before. And that's why we anticipate a major attack sometime. Maybe some say greater than 9/11 in the next 10 months.
And I think that it might be coordinated not just with Hamas and Hezbollah, who are here now and have cells, but I think that the Chinese nationals, the CCP, have cells as well. Isn't that possible?
Absolutely. Yeah. And of course, Venezuela supports all that because the Venezuelan government works with the Chinese as well. But the Chinese are big time violating the Monroe Doctrine, which has been so vital to the protection of Americas for a century, for decades now. And so we have all of that happening. You take some of the Central American and South American countries, China's in there. They have ships that go in there. The Iranians are in there. So they're basically surrounding us. And then, of course, they got their front organization in Cuba.
Yeah. This is, I don't think that Americans understand how incredibly vulnerable we are to attacks in our own nation and that it can't be fixed with a snap of our fingers. Am I correct?
That's correct. Because if we get these attacks, one of the targets is our electrical grid system. The Chinese know that that's vulnerable. The cartels do as well. So any kind of cyber attacks or attacks against the grid system will shut down electricity flow through the different, I think, six or seven sectors throughout America. And that brings everything to a halt.
And our grid system for our power is archaic. So doesn't that make it even more dangerous?
Well, it's just not up to date. It works. We still get electricity every day. But it's vulnerable. Let's just put it that way.
Yeah. Now, I mentioned, what the Communist left and the Democrat Party has done to our military is devastating. I think we need a massive reformation there. You are working on, for President Trump, to create a new and modern image and structure for our military to meet current and future threats to America. Would you share some of those details with us of that plan?
Well, yes. First of all, we have to change the image. The image is so bad now throughout America about our senior military, especially surrendering in Afghanistan. We haven't won a war really since World War II. We know these generals and admirals have gone woke. They're pushing CRT, critical race theory, in the Army and Navy and Air Force, and also at the different academies. That we have definitive information on that. And so from the standpoint of changing the image, I've been an advocate of getting rid of the Joint Chiefs of Staff and having a commander, a five-star commander of our armed forces, and change the Defense Department to the Department of the Armed Forces of America. also to make four-star commands, the commander of the Army, commander of the Navy, commander of the Marines, and make these people commanders. And I mean, just like the commandant, that's an old traditional Marine, but a commandant, more you think of a school or some
right.
scholarly place. So I want to see a command-driven force, and that's what we're preparing for Trump. And also getting rid of most of these political figures in the Pentagon. Yeah, we need a Secretary of Defense, for example, Secretary of the Army. But below that, they have all these duplicate staffs. You have the military staff, and you've got all these political elected positions, Assistant Secretary of the Army, Assistant Secretary of the Navy, and so on. So that's duplicitous. We need to eliminate that. And that brings down the cost of our military quite a bit. And many of the commands that we have out there, I mean, we're in over 60, 70 countries right now, our military, in different capacities. So we need to cut that down and focus strictly on what I call the corps and the divisions, where you have the three-star or war fighters and the division commanders, and they're focused on particular threats, external and internal. And what we haven't had before as much is the internal threats to America that are probably greater. Criminality, all the things going on, the military should be used to take out the cartels, for example, secure our borders. But these generals and admirals won't do it. General Milley, before he went out, when he saw the plan that I made up, he said, well, the cartels, that the border, that's a police action. Well, tell me what police are going to get out and take the cartels out. Sure, the Mexican police aren't. I mean, it's just how stupid these people are.
Yeah, well, he was. We know what he was. Well, we thought he was bad enough. Now you have Brown, and that guy, you couldn't get woker than him. I don't know. What in the world was in the mind?
We have too many white pilots.
Yeah, what the heck is that?
More people of color pilots. Hell, I wanted somebody who can fly an airplane and the best skilled people. I don't give a damn what color they are.
Exactly. It has nothing to do with skin hue, but this guy is so focused on that. What in the world could have been in the minds of Republicans to okay him?
Oh, I know. It's these weak Republicans, too. They really disturb me. Rhinos and McConnells and all these senators that you see. I could list the whole, make a list out of all of them. They're weak. They're not warriors. They're not saving our country. The more worried. I mean, even some of the political leaders here from Montana. I mean, all I get is requests for donations. All they're thinking about is raising money and getting elected again.
But they won't answer questions, will they? They won't answer questions.
Oh, my goodness, no. They won't answer me on the J6ers, for example.
Yeah.
Refuse to. And these are Republicans.
Well, exactly. Each state that has J6ers languishing like criminals in jail in D.C., in a gulag in D.C., each governor should be demanding the people back.
And, absolutely.
And they're not. And they're not, unfortunately.
Right.
But since it's Christmas time and we want to help deprogram our friends and relatives, especially with your brand new book, Invisible Treason in America. And I know it's hot off the press and it's going like hotcakes, no pun intended there.
Right.
It was a little big bang.
Well, it is. Invisible Treason in America, it's on Amazon, or you can order it through our website, standupamericaus.org. We have a Christmas package there for people to buy two or three of our books, America's Endgame for the 21st Century, the other one, and Reality Prison. But they're all on the website. Go to standupamericaus.org. Help us out, buy our books, because we connect the dots for everybody. You'll understand then what's going on, particularly with these global elitists, what they're doing, Klaus Schwab, World Economic Forum, the Davos guys, Gates, and then the treason of Obama. He's the one that started a lot of this, and he's running the puppet Biden right now. So there's so much treason going on, supporting Iran, aiding and abetting enemies of the world. And anyhow, they're great books.
Yes.
Hopefully everybody could buy one.
Exactly. And also, where can they follow and support your excellent work? Especially
Stand Up
America.
Well, mostly through our website and sign up for our newsletter, which comes out every Saturday morning. You can sign up for that on the website. Again, it's standupamericaus.org.
Yes. Excellent. And you're also on social media, correct? Because I like
correct,
to follow.
Yes.
Correct. Okay. And as always, I'll have those links in my after show, which is now on the live show page. Just go to AudreyRusso.com, click on the On Air button, and right under the show description, you'll find all the links and info you need to follow the General's work. Thank you so much, Paul, again, for sharing your brilliant assessments on all of these very critical issues. We look forward to your return to the show. Until then.
Thank you. Yes. Thank you, Audrey. Thank it's you. Always a pleasure.
Thank you. Until then, may God bless you, your work, and may God save America. Bye for now.